Okay.
We are live.
And great. So just let everyone know I'm pausing for a moment to make sure recording is working. And I'm going to go ahead and say welcome to this Lane Transit District Board of Directors special meeting. I do call this meeting to order on Wednesday, June 24th. We do have a few people missing. I just wanted to we'll do a quick roll call. I believe Caitlin will be joining us very soon. Let me go through the people here. So we have present today, we have Josh Scove, Stephen Yett, Kate Reed, Emily Secord was unable to make it this evening. And I do not see Don Norden either. So as soon as Caitlin joins us, we should have, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people. Which is enough for us to move forward. Okay, great. Well, let me go ahead and make some comments while people come in. I just want to thank all the board members as well as staff and the public for joining us in this remote format. Again, it is critical that we continue to meet this way as COVID-19 is still a ever-present issue. So these remote meetings allow LTD to conduct business while practically reducing the possible spread of infections whenever possible. I also want to recognize that while this is our COVID-19 update and action meeting, we are potentially approving the 2020-21 budget this evening. I would just want to say I appreciate the General Manager AJ and Director of Finance Christina Hsu, as well as the many others involved in bringing forward this budget and crafting it to the board's direction. So thank you very much for all of your hard work with that. With that, AJ, do you have any comments as general manager?
I do. One brief one, not related to the budget or to the today's agenda, but just want to mention it just because it's timely. The governor's office has appointed me to the Global Warming Commission. I will be beginning my duties in August and will be training in the month of July. To serve in that capacity, I will provide information in the department report in July. So if you want to pull it from that, we can discuss that further, but not relevant for today's agenda.
That is fantastic. Congratulations, AJ.
Thank you.
Next, announcements and additions to the agenda. Anything from any board member? Okay. Hearing none, we'll go ahead and move on to the first item of business, which is our proposed budget. Christina, go ahead and please take it away.
Sure. Camille, can you bring up the supplemental budget for Medicaid, please?
Wait, it's not our budget. It's the supplemental budget Medicaid fund, right?
Correct. Oh, so- I'm sorry. You're right. First is the supplemental budget, and then the actual budget. I just went straight to the main course. So go, please, Christina, go ahead and go to do the Medicaid supplemental budget first.
Sure. So tonight I'm going to be requesting your adoption of the supplemental budget for the Medicaid fund, and then after that I will be also requesting your adoption of the 2020-2021. Actual budget for this fiscal year. And so next slide, please. This is just the items in gray that are the ones that have been completed, and then the items in green are the current or future actions. And I want to just remind you that this process started back in April when the supplemental budget was posted for public comment. And then the supplemental budget was presented to the budget committee on May 18. And then the budget committee approved the budget as presented. We then had a public hearing on the board meeting on May 27. And there were no comments on the supplemental budget, and no changes have been made since the public hearing that we had. And so today we are requesting adoption of the fiscal year 20 supplemental budget for the Medicaid fund. And then once we obtain your approval, we'll file the approved budget with the state of Oregon. And then the supplemental budget must be adopted prior to the end of the fiscal year in order to make sure that we pay potential obligations which occurred up to June 30. So the next slide is just a slide that you've already seen. I can walk you through it, or we could just skip on. It's up to you. Would you like me to go through this slide?
Please. You know, I think I'd be fine to keep going. Okay. And just making sure all the other board members agree.
I wouldn't mind 30 seconds on this, please.
Okay.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
No problem. Go for it, Christina. So there were two requested changes to the Medicaid fund. The first change was an increase to expenditures of $2.5 million to end the total expenditures to be $13.5 million. And that is a result of increases in the Trillium and Pacific Source Medicaid medical service volume and the non-emergency medical provider cost increases. And that's because of new requirements, which became effective on January 1st. So for the provider pieces, LTD is reimbursed 100% for the increased trip costs. And then the additional administrative costs from the increased OAR requirements are covered through negotiated administrative state reimbursement rates. And then the second change is that we had an increase to the general fund transfer of $188,000. And that has nothing to do with the first change. It's because the estimated beginning working capital that is lower than the actual beginning working capital when we close the books. So the budget, when we do the budget process like now, we don't know what things are going to be. We do an estimate before June 30, and then the actual results are what they are, what is known when the CAFR is published in December. So there was a difference between what we estimated and what was actual at the end. And that's what that other $188,000 general fund transfer is for.
Got it. Thanks.
Thank you. The next slide is it's a summary of what we're actually asking to be adopted. So the black items are all the things that are either not appropriated or they were already adopted. So the purple things are what we are requesting for you to adopt today. So the one that you see here purple at the top, that's what I talked about being the change to the general fund transfer. And then the one below it is the one that has to do with the Medicaid claims. And so the proposed supplemental budget, or what we're asking for to be adopted, is what's on the far right-hand side of the page. And that ends what I plan to present with regards to the Medicaid fund supplemental budget.
Thank you very much, Christina. Were there any questions for Christina or comments that people would like to make? Okay, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
I move adoption of LTD Resolution 2020-06-24-039.
Second.
Supplemental budget for Medicaid.
Sorry.
Go.
Kate, just
really excited to second that one.
good day, Caitlin chimed in. I was going to note that Caitlin did join us just a few minutes ago. So welcome, Caitlin.
Thank you.
So I heard Josh move for adoption of the supplemental budget Medicaid fund as presented, and then Caitlin seconded it. So we'll go do a roll call vote. Kate Reed.
Aye.
Josh Scove.
Aye.
Caitlin Vargas?
Aye.
Stephen Yet?
Yes.
And I, Carl Ye, also vote aye. So motion passes with just noting Don Norden and Emily Secord not present. Great. Thank you very much, Christina. I believe you're still on for the next presentation for the main budget.
The next piece is the 2021 budget. And so, Camille, if you could bring that up, please. Thank you. This is the final step in our budgeting process, and we'll be requesting tonight that you adopt the budget as presented or with any amendments that you want to make. This is for the fiscal year that begins on July 1st, 2020. Next slide, please. So just like the Medicaid fund, the items that are in gray have been completed, and then the items in green are the current or future actions. And this has a similar kind of process in terms of what we did in terms of the budget process starting back in April and going through and presenting to the budget committee in May. And then we made one change from the budget committee meeting, which was to add the ATU pension committee recommended pension contribution, which we talked about at our last board meeting. And then we had a public hearing at that board meeting on May 27th. And then Best had a number of questions about our budget, which we addressed in writing at the June 10th board meeting. And the board did not recommend any changes as a result of the responses that we gave to the Best questions. And then since the public hearing, we've not made any changes to the budget. And so today we're requesting adoption of the fiscal year 21 budget for all of our five funds, which is the general fund, Medicaid fund, specialized services fund, point-to-point fund, and capital funds. And then once we obtain your approval, we will file the approved budgets with the state of Oregon. And I would just want to note that in order for us to continue to operate our transit agency, we cannot spend any money past June 30 if we don't have an adopted budget by June 30. Next slide, please. And this is just, I wanted to make sure I reiterated that there were no changes since the budget committee hearing to the budget that you have in your packet. The next slide. So I presented this at the budget committee hearing, but if you would like for me to go through it, I can, or I can keep moving forward. It's up to you.
Thanks for asking us, Christina. Just checking with the board, do we need another summary or are we comfortable moving forward? Okay, hearing none, I think we're good. I want to note that Don Norden has joined us, so welcome, Don.
Wait, Carl, I'm sorry, I was double muted. I just wanted to confirm, Christina, I'm just having a little trouble reading because it's small. This is the same thing that's in the board packet that was in the previous meeting, right?
That's correct. It was the same. It's the same as what you had in the budget hearing, which is the last time I presented it. So nothing's changed since then.
Right.
This is exactly what I presented before. But I could, so yes, there's no changes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Yeah. If you have, of course, you have questions. Christine, I think we're okay not getting further descriptions, but I just want to check with if anyone, did you have anything further to say before I ask the board members for questions and comments?
I just have, the next slide is just a summary and it's also,
oh, sure, go ahead.
Yeah.
Perfect.
It's also the same as what they, it summarizes everything. It's the same as what you saw last time before. And the items in purple are the ones that you would be, we're requesting for you to approve. It's the one on the far left, that's the 2021 proposed budget.
Great, thank you very much, Christina. And I see Josh has his hand up. Go ahead, Josh.
Hi, Josh.
Great, thank you. Here, sorry, didn't mean to be off video. First of all, I just want to say, Christina and other staff, thank you. This was a crazy Herculean effort to get a budget done with the timing of the pandemic and everything. So I just want to say I deeply appreciate the hard work and all the questioning that we had before and the Best memo and the parts of the Best memo that that I and others reinforced was really just about making sure we're doing our due diligence at this moment of chaos. So thank you for getting all that done. And I don't see any reason to stand in the way of this, though I'm, excited to hear comments from other board members. I do want to say, I feel like we do have to remind ourselves that this is different from previous years and we have to be prepared to reconsider this at more frequent intervals throughout the coming fiscal year. So that's what I think is going to be different. And I think I just feel like I need to say that at the moment of approval. But that's all the comment I have.
Thank you so much, Josh.
Yeah, thanks, Josh. Any other comments or questions for Christina? Okay, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Don't all move at once.
Sorry, I couldn't find my way back to it. Sorry.
Sorry, I'm on my phone, so I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. I will move adoption of LTD resolution number 2020-06-24-040, adopting the proposed FY 2020-2021 budget as presented.
I will second that.
Excellent. It's been moved by Josh, seconded by Caitlin. We'll do a roll call vote. Kate Reed?
Aye.
Josh Scove?
Aye.
Don Norden? Hey, Don, can you hear me?
I guess it didn't unmute. Yes, aye.
Aye, good. Thanks, Don. And Caitlin Vargas?
Aye.
Stephen Yet?
Aye.
And I, Carl Ye, also vote aye. So that's everyone present with Emily's accord not present. So motion passes. Again, staff, thank you very much. And this was definitely an unusual year to budget for. And I agree with Josh, we're probably more, at least a few more years of difficult budgeting to do. So great. Well, thank you for all of that work. We'll move on to the ridership and operations update. Tom, please take it away.
Thank you.
Okay, I will do that.
Yes, thanks again, Christina. Take care.
Thank you so much for all your hard work with me. I appreciate all your good questions.
Okay, here we go. So by now you're used to seeing this layout of various graphics. I would just start on this first page, the noticeable thing, and I mentioned it before, but we've reinstituted Sunday service, and you can see that ridership has been growing every Sunday since we started it, and so we'll see how that goes in terms of continued use, but that's good to see that it's being used. The boardings after 8:30 starting to ramp up a little bit after kind of going through a period here where there were some kind of ups and downs after 8:30. Otherwise, things look pretty good from a system level standpoint. With respect to loads on the 40-foot buses, you can see there's some patterns, typical routes 66, 67, and the 13 in particular are routes that stand out as usually having a few overloads over the course of a day. The 60-foot buses, the loads here, again, very similar patterns. And of course, particularly with the MX, we have many more trips per day running at the frequencies we're running at. So, this is a pretty good level of overloads on a daily basis here. This chart shows, again, average boardings by hour and just time of day, and then by various periods of time since the beginning of March. And you can see, as I've said before, you can see how the peak has changed as the students have gone out of the system and kind of our normal employment levels have gone down. It's a much more smooth flow of passengers throughout the day. This chart on the side again shows you kind of the side view of this chart, and you can see that our ridership is starting to pick up here. And in fact, we're seeing, we're at closer to 12,000 here as we continue to go up, and that's higher than we've had except for this week here. Since the low point that we had here. So again, people are using the system and more or less in the patterns that we would expect. I think I showed this last time, I'm not sure, but this just shows, again, just to reiterate, the difference between serving vehicle deployment, serving the demand we saw pre-COVID, the winter bid, compared to what we're operating now in terms of not just the level of buses, but just the peaking of the buses. And that'll be something that we'll be looking at as we begin to bring back more service. Ride source call volumes, very similar patterns week to week. And again, this reflects the ability for people to make reservations ahead of time. And so a lot of people call at the first of the week to make those reservations. And that's why this pattern is so repetitive. With respect to actual trip making, again, fairly, you know, relatively stable. Here's the, you know, 700 line here. You see some increases last week. We'll see if that repeats. This week, it was kind of in the middle of the week that this peaked. And we'll just see how that goes. So really, that's a quick overview of what we wanted to show you tonight. And I'll take any questions you happen to have.
Thank you very much, Tom. Were there any questions or comments about what Tom just presented? Or the art that he is displaying at this time?
This is called Corona Lisa. That's what
Corona Lisa. You know, I'm going to remember 2020 for the bad puns and not for the virus and social justice issues. Too soon. Anyway, any other comments or questions? I guess I'll ask one. Tom, let's ask one. Next will be Josh. It looks like this first week of data that does that look like probably what we can expect for the rest of the summer? I mean, best guess.
Back up here.
Yeah.
This level. Yeah, I actually think that we may see. We'll see very similar levels of ridership. It might go up a little bit okay. as we get into the summer, and I mean, it really depends on how much employment starts to come back in the coming months. But otherwise, I would expect this level of ridership.
But all our operations, would it be fair to say all our operations are being based on kind of the current level, essentially?
Right. Yeah. We plan to, or at least we're looking at an increase in service in the fall bid. Yeah. But not, you know, certainly not any place close to where we were operating earlier in the year.
Thank you very much. Josh, go ahead.
Thanks, Carl. And thank you, Tom. Two super quick comments. First of all, as I mentioned last time, before too long, it'd be good to hear a service model discussion as a policy discussion by the full board in a board meeting. And second thing is just foreshadowing, I'll send around an article I just saw in CityLab. The headline is, in Japan and France, riding transit looks surprisingly safe. And so it's about kind of the presence of clusters in those places, but coronavirus clusters, but the absence of them connected to transit. So I'll send it to people just because I think, you know, we're still seeing this huge drop in transit volumes nationally. And internationally, and it'd be good to start figuring out how to really assess the level of safety and be able to educate the public accordingly. That's it.
Thanks, Josh. Any other comments or questions? Wow, I think we're going to finish actually before time. So I just want to make sure there weren't any other questions. I guess really quick comment. I mean, I agree. I think I saw the same article that Josh had seen, and I think we should be prepared to try to Well, I think my caution is that I think I worry about what the health agencies might say, and that we, whatever our messaging needs to be in line with that, because while I think that they're probably, we should be prepared to try to educate the public to make sure that they can, if they can safely use transit, I also don't want to be putting out any messages that would be contradictory to public health agencies. Any other final comments before I go ahead and adjourn?
Well, Carl, I really appreciate that comment. Yeah, absolutely. We don't want to be at odds, but I think the lesson of the CDC guidance that then had to be retracted is that we actually need to be in communication with the public health agencies so we avoid bad messaging in the first place.
Yeah, I totally agree. And it's not that I don't want us to enthusiastically recommend people to use transit, not just because it's good for our agency, but because I think it is good for people, but it has to be done very carefully. And also the science and the health people need to be behind it as well. There could be other factors that we're not really equipped to consider at this point.
Well, I can assure you that we're having those conversations as before you spoke. And so we are on it and plan on doing a lot of outreach come late August, early September.
That's great. I think that was Mark, right?
It was. It is.
Thanks, Mark. Don, I think I just saw your hand go up. Go ahead, Don.
Well, I'm just mentioning that I noticed on the LCOG agenda for tomorrow that they have an item for Link Lane expanding its service throughout the area. And we have some request for proposals for July 31st. And you know, I don't know any details about it. I'll find out more tomorrow, but I just wanted to kind of alert that there's something going on there with the LCOG transportation organization there that they're just forming. So I just wanted to flag that.
And your LCOG meeting's coming up, I think, this week. So if you hear more, please bring us a report in next board meeting.
Yeah, it's tomorrow.
Yeah. Thanks, Don. Great. Okay, if there are no more comments, then I will say thank you very much, everybody. And I hope everyone stays safe and healthy. And we will see each other again next week. So meeting adjourned. Bye, everybody.